This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Flee, pursue. My prayer today, and I really mean this, is that God is going to emblazon those two words on every man's heart that's here today. In all three services, he's going to emblazon those two words in every woman that's been here today or is here right now in all three services because of the import of what they mean in your life. First, Paul says in verse 11, but you, Timothy, man of God. That sounds very spiritual, doesn't it? Moses was called a man of God. It's a very expressive term. But I want to suggest to you that every man, every woman in this room can be called a man of God or woman of God. Do you know how you become a man of God or a woman of God? Be perfect? No. That you're aware of God's impact and involvement in every area of your life makes you a man of God. If you're aware of God's presence at work Monday through Friday, and you're aware of God's presence with your children, and you're aware of God as being the unseen listener to every conversation, the unseen guest at every business lunch, and you have an awareness of the presence of God in your life, I want to suggest to you, you're a man of God. You're a woman of God because you have that awareness that impacts how you live, how you talk, and how you think. You see, the God who lives in you impacts what comes out of you. Write that down. The God who lives in you impacts what comes out of you. What do you mean by what comes out of me? What comes out of your mouth and your speech? What comes out of your heart and your attitudes? What comes out of your mind in terms of your spirit? And the different messages that are sent to people by what comes out of you. The God who lives in you impacts what comes out of you. And then Paul says, flee. I really wrestled with that this week, fleeing. And then it dawned on me. I only need to give you two things you need to flee. Because this will sum it up for most people. Now somebody's going to come up to me as I understand and say, Randy, life isn't that simple, it's not that basic, and you know what I would tell you? You're right, but it's true what I said. Here's what I'm telling you. Most of the fleeing that needs to happen in your life and in my life, get this, involves a place or it involves a person. Let me say that again. Most of the fleeing that needs to happen in your life and in my life involves a place or it involves a person. You say, what do you mean by that? Every man can think of a place I need to flee from in this week in my life. Every woman can think of a place that perhaps I need to avoid. Every man or woman can think of a person or persons that I need to avoid because I notice that that causes problems in my life. And to the person who would say, you know, that's too simple, you're oversimplifying it, may I share this with you? I can't tell you how many times over the years I've talked to people in the office, over lunch, on the phone, doesn't matter, where they've used words to this effect, if only I hadn't gone to that place. If I hadn't been with him. If I just hadn't been with her. And I think you get what I'm trying to say. Most of the fleeing in our life needs to take place from places and from persons, from people. And I think if you're honest with yourself and you're honest with your God, you would say, that's right. Place or places, person or persons. What is it you need to flee in your life?
Well, I think if you and I were honest, we both would say that resonates with us, that there are things in our life that we need to flee, and it usually involves a place or it involves a person. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to this message again or any other message you may have heard on Cross Hope. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.